This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday with Robbie Dean, and we're joined by the gorgeous Ruby Taboo. And we're getting our trick or treat on, aren't we, Robbie?
We are, guys. I've done prep. Could you believe it?
Stupid. Oh, not the pill. You mean not the pill.
Not the pill. Preparation for the show.
Woo! It's a first. You heard it here in a Joy first. Someone prepared.
I know. Motivation. Isn't that great? No. So I've got a special game prepared for both of you.
Is it strip trick or treat?
No.
Looking at me not very deviously.
Stop taking your clothes off. Put it back on. We are going to play Trick or Treat.
He's down to underwear.
our Halloween-themed game this week. Now, in front of me, I've got three envelopes. Envelope number one, envelope number two, and envelope number three. Oh, now, God. Inside those envelopes are either a trick or a treat.
Oh, God.
Now, only one of them has a trick in it. So the odds are ever in your favour. Two of them have a treat in them. Now, if you pick the treat, you're going to get a delicious Halloween treat.
Yay.
If you pick the trick, well, let's just hope you don't.
Oh, no.
Now, I thought that Ruby being our guest, that perhaps Ruby should be able to go first.
All right.
As the odds slightly better for the first player.
Yeah. I feel like you guys already know which numbers you're going to pick. I'm in trouble. Oh. I'm in trouble, listen.
No, actually, I got someone else to put them in, so even I don't know.
Oh, my God, even Robbie.
Well, that helps.
Yeah. I just knew that I wouldn't be able to not give it away with my eyes.
Yeah, exactly right.
Very easy to read.
Number two, my lord.
But, of course, if you do pick the trick straight away, Dean, you're completely off the hook.
Woo!
Yeah. And you can have both the treats.
Oh, yay. All right, well, here we go. Which number? One, two, and three, Ruby. We don't have a drum roll, but...
Oh, that's good.
Someone at the door. All right, look, I'm going to go for... let's go in the middle. I'm going to go number two.
Number two is my favourite number.
Take it away. Gosh. Rip it open.
I like 69, but let's...
Oh, I bet you unwrap presents nicely too.
That's a very delicate way to open an envelope. I would have ripped it open.
Yeah. All right, it is.
Are you ready?
I'm so confused.
Are you nervous?
Is it a chatterbox? No. I got... A treat!
Yes!
Oh no! I get to keep all my fingers.
Ruby, what's your treat? You get these wonderful pumpkin-themed chocolates.
Oh my God!
Yes. For you to enjoy.
Oh, I absolutely will.
So it's gonna go over to Dean.
So that means it's my turn.
It does.
I'm gonna go with number one.
Excellent. So are we both going to end up with treats?
And then Robbie won't have to do the
trick. No, I'm not doing the trick. I came up with the game.
All right,
so I don't
let's
have to play
see
it.
How we go. I picked number one, community. Everyone. Let's see. What is it going to be?
Oh, gosh.
It's like Christmas morning. I have gotten the trick. Oh, no.
I'll take.
Now, should I start? No, keep my clothes on.
Keep your clothes on. You're going to want them on.
Oh, no.
Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Pumpkin, I'm familiar with it. Yep.
Pumpkin spice lattes. Go with me here.
All right. Yeah.
Right.
Pumpkin spice lattes have cinnamon?
They do.
Are you aware of an internet challenge that went around recently known as the cinnamon challenge?
No.
You're about to get.
Are you not?
Absolutely.
For those that don't know, the cinnamon challenge is...
Delicious.
You need to eat a teaspoon of cinnamon and try to keep it down. Now, we'll go to a break and we'll do this after the break.
I need some prep.
Yeah.
It's all over the internet. We're going to play it very safely.
We're going to make a video.
And some water and we've got all the things.
Oh, really? How dangerous is this?
Not at all.
Always play safe.
Robbie's come prepared.
Yeah. Cinnamon donuts are good, right?
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Sure.
Yeah, so the idea is a teaspoon of ground cinnamon. Sounds easy. All you need to do...
I reckon I can do it.
If Julie Andrews can do it.
Is swallow it down.
Okay.
All right?
I mean, I'm very good at swallowing it, so I'm told.
I read the Instagram posts.
Oh my God. All right.
We'll get to this.
All right. Well, we're going to get to All right. We're going to build tension because obviously we're going to get to it in a little bit after 6 o'clock. So I've got to prepare myself. I'm not quite sure what I have to do. I have no idea about this. Clearly, it's a difficult thing.
Absolutely nothing.
Because there is a bit of a challenge behind it. But all right. We're going to find out. You're on Mad Wednesday. Dean has been tricked. There is no treat for him. No sweets in his candy box. Ooh. So instead, I am entering into the Cinnamon Challenge. You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9. You're a dirty son of a gun, Robbie. You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9. It's a Halloween special filled with plenty of tricks and treats, isn't it, Robbie?
If you have just joined us...
I'm terrified right now.
We have been playing Trick or Treat in the studio. Now, Dean did draw out the trick. Unfortunately, he won't be getting a Halloween treat today, but he will be attempting the Cinnamon Challenge.
Okay, so for the listeners that don't know, what's the Cinnamon Challenge? How does it work?
So the Cinnamon Challenge is very simple. All you need to do is eat a teaspoon of sugar. You need to eat it and
not
get
sugar,
it down.
Not sugar, cinnamon. Sorry, cinnamon. I feel like, yeah. And I think I've had cinnamon on my donuts. I think this is something I can handle easily.
Yeah, easy. And it's only a small amount. You can see it there.
So it's a tiny teaspoon.
I
must admit. So all I've got to do is just, that's it. This is the entire challenge.
Yeah. Now,
I just
thought you'd be a pro at this, Gene.
What, at swallowing?
Are you ready to give this a crack?
All right. So here it is. I've got my... teaspoon of cinnamon. Is it really cinnamon? This isn't pepper or something.
You're no, not, this you're is not ground cinnamon. Ground cinnamon.
Okay, here we go.
It's delicious. You'll enjoy it.
Let's see how we go.
All right.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. All right. Oh, my God. That's terrible.
No. We're going to give it Now, Dean's not doing very well. For those listening, Dean has immediately lost all control of the cinnamon.
It's like a boiling kettle.
How are you feeling, Dean? He's gone straight for the water, so Dean has not successfully completed the cinnamon trip. But I think it's been successful because it's been very entertaining.
You're evil. Oh my God. I mean,
It smells delicious, Dean. I don't know what you're talking about.
My words and mouth and moving is interesting. Oh, that's disgusting. Why would people do that?
Because it's a challenge.
Oh my God. Okay, well, I failed. I failed the cinnamon challenge. I completely failed the cinnamon. Oh my God!
Do you know what, Dean? You've done such a good job that I'm gonna give you the Halloween treat anyway. I've got some candied frogs in my bag
over
there. I think
I need it after that one.
You can have a little bit of sugar to wash out that cinnamon.
It surprised me. I didn't expect it to be so warm. It's very spicy and like I'm just
I must admit, I'm very evil. I've never actually tried it myself. My husband
failed a lot, and I'm really, really glad that I was able to cop up over your shirt.
If you want a bit of fun, do look that up on YouTube because a few months ago it was sort of all the rage. And
I know the water, the ice bucket challenge. I didn't know the cinnamon one. I thought you were pulling my leg.
No, I thought for sure that you would have already done this one.
I've done it. I must say, I think it's disgusting. That is, I mean, I love food, but that was funny.
But I was going to say, Dean, it was very entertaining for us.
Oh, good, I'm glad. I can't wait to see, the video and everyone, me making a fool of myself. Well, that was our trick or treat. You know what, we've only got 15 more minutes left until the end of the show, but what's your trick that you pull on people? Because that's the one thing I like about trick or treat. And what if someone says trick? And it's like, oh, what do? Just dack them and run? If you've got a trick. Exactly. If you've got a trick that you do, why don't you let us know? Hit us up on 0427 Joy 949 on air at joy.org.au.
And we did film that, so do head to our socials because I'll pop the video up in about 20 minutes' time.
Yeah, but I unfortunately still haven't added Robbie as an admin for the socials. And because I am Facebook media blocked, it means that you've just got to like the page and you'll be able to see when Robbie shares things
you'll
on it.
You'll see when I post that.
We'll figure that out as we go.
Oh, Dean, you're a control freak.
Yeah, have you met me? It's how do you think I get things done? You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9. DJ, spin that wheel.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.